Michelle Roach, the head coach of the Peabody, Linfield, North Reading Co-op girls hockey team is joining us. That's a mouthful, but Michelle, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bill, for having me.
Michelle, let me just get you to react right away. We have that power ranking up there, the first power rankings released today in Massachusetts high school winter sports, and you guys are sitting at number five. Your reaction?
We are actually at number four.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry to correct you, but we have been working so hard, and I just want to make the kids have been just absolutely working so hard for the first month and a half of the season, and we're very thoughtful about how we put together the schedule. And to be sitting at number four right now, we are thrilled, and we want to take that momentum and start to carry it through the rest of January.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not doing those power rankings, that's for sure. Who knows? You wouldn't even be close to four, you know, who knows? But, well, Michelle, tell us about the season, and what have been a couple of game highlights for you guys so far this year?
Yeah, we have been having a fantastic season. I think what is really the most telling thing for me as we think about the season and how the success we've had so far is that we have basically a core group of seniors and we have a core group of sophomores that are really working really hard. So a name that's probably known to you as well, Penny Spack, who's a defenseman in Peabody. She has been playing absolutely phenomenally. She has been anchoring our defense along with Chloe Gromko out back and Elise Money's returning in net. We also have a subset of forwards, Jenna DiNapoli, Katie Campersall, and then we have Hannah Gromko, who are our seniors, and Katie's a junior, that are really have brought some of the younger kids under their wing. And what's really impressive to me about the group is we are playing like a more mature team than, you know, some of our grade levels. You know, when we have a core group of sophomores, we are playing a mature style hockey for the grade levels, which is good.
So you're saying you're kind of strong with the seniors and the sophomores. And I've always noticed that in teams, whether they be at college or at the high school level, sometimes when you're getting great play out of sophomores, that is so valuable.
It is so valuable, and I think what's really great about this group of sophomores is they are so engaged in their development and learning. You know, we've been working with them and also what they've done in the off season, the development that they have had. It's absolutely amazing where they started the season, where we could see just how hard they worked in the spring, in the summer, and in the fall to get ready for the season. And it's been amazing to watch the transformation and see how they have come together.
Can you sort out how you see some of these other teams? You have St. Mary's, Bishop Fenwick, Winthrop, all up there as top teams here from the North Shore. What are your thoughts on the rest of these area teams?
I think that we want to be competitive with all the area teams. You know, with St. Mary's, they're doing really well right now. You know, also a program that's near and dear to my heart. And also, you know, Bishop Fenwick, we just played them on Wednesday, right. And they are just such a hardworking team. Coach Castle does a fantastic job with that squad. And they, you know, every time we felt like we could take a breath, they just came back even harder. And so they are just a hardworking, won't quit ever type of team. And we were always, you know, happy and nervous at the same time to see them. And I think some of the area teams as well. I know Beverly is on a tear right now, and they're doing really well. So I'm interested to see how they progress as well.
Now, tomorrow you play Medford on the road. So what can you tell us about that matchup?
So this will be the first time that we see Medford. And so we are looking to get in there and just, you know, we know that we play best when we're, you know, playing our game and not forcing things. And so we know from the moment that puck drops, we got to be moving and working together. And something that we really showcased when we played Marblehead last weekend was we're doing things in layers too, and we're always having each other's backs. You know, if you're going to, you get through one person, we have someone right there that's going to step up. And if we make a mistake, we're going to rally around that person, and we're going to, you know, get back and help each other out. And I think that is really what has made us successful. And we talk about the mistakes a lot, on the team. and we say we're all going to make mistakes, and the mistake doesn't matter. It's how we respond to that mistake and in how we just, you know, work hard.
Michelle, it seems to me if I'm looking at the scores of, like, for example, your win over Bishop Fenwick this week, that you're getting offense. You mentioned the defense as well, goaltending. So you can't be 7-2 without good defense and goaltending. So I guess if you were to single out, and this is kind of, you know, an area of the team, forwards, defense, goal, what would stand out if a coach was scouting you? What would they say? Oh, you got to watch out for this with this Peabody team.
I think one of our biggest strengths is that we can interchange so many different people. We have the depth. Right now we're running four lines. We have four lines. We have five defensemen that we're running on a regular basis. We have our defense getting into the play. We have forwards that are coming back to cover. So I think it's really that depth and that just we have a lot of utility players of – we know that, you know, if I have Chloe Gromko going on a rush with the forwards, I know I'm going to have that third forward who is high, who's going to stay back and is going to cover and is going to do a fantastic job in that role as well. And so I think that's really a strength for us is our ability to play different roles and support each other.
Mm. Michelle, anything else you want to share with us about the team, anything about the season or any other players or that you want to just share with us at this point?
I think maybe just, you know, our seniors are, you know, we have six seniors, and they have been working really hard and they've helped bring this program along and, you know, to open up the power rankings today and be at four and know we're sitting at 7-2. Their leadership has been a real catalyst in the morale on the team and how we are playing. And so I'm just, you know, so it's been so, I'm so proud to have seen them grow within the past 4 years, and they are just doing a really great job bringing this group together, which we know is so important to the success of a season.
Well, Michelle, thanks so much for joining us. I'm sorry. No, go ahead, please. I'm sorry. I missed
and
you.
And I was just going to my assistant coaches. You know, they had, we worked really hard this week, especially like on the power play that they both were pulled together. And you could see the success of that when we played Bishop Fenwick. So I can't say enough good things about my two assistant coaches, Amanda Donahoe and my brother Stephen Roach, helping, you know, support and really get us, you know, moving towards a successful season.
Well, Michelle, much success so far and much more success. We wish you for the rest of the season. And congrats on that number four ranking here in the first week of the power rankings.
Thanks, Phil.
All right, Michelle, thanks so much. Michelle Roach with us here on MSO Newsports.com.